So how can you not be confused? You have a lot more to contend with, sexually speaking, than we ever did. Let's clear up one little bit of confusion before we go on. When I use the word sex, I'm not just talking about intercourse. I hear more and more people argue that all kinds of intimate things are okay because they're somehow not sex, and I shake my head. If the object of something is to stimulate the sex organs, what is it if not sex? Fishing? Please. Anyone who argues that it really isn't sex if it isn't intercourse is either trying to talk you into something that they think you're hesitant to do, or they're trying to save their own hide, like that president I just mentioned. Sex, then, involves what people call their private parts. Those are the parts of us that we don't share with the world, as opposed to our public parts like our faces and hands and ankles and elbows, the parts that the world gets to see and touch on a pretty regular basis. When we share our private parts with someone in an intimate way, any intimate way, that's sex. I finally got some useful sex education in 9th grade, in English class. As part of a homework assignment from Mr. Bouvier, each of us had to pick a song, write out the lyrics, and give a presentation about what we thought the writer meant by the words. All of us took this as a cheap excuse to play our favorite tunes during English period. Well, all of us except for Ty. A little introduction. Ty Herrera was a goddess. Still is, actually. She was beautiful, she was kind, she was funny, and she talked to me, which at the time seemed miraculous. Have I mentioned my teenage buck teeth, skinny body, or bad hair yet? Ty wasn't just drop-dead gorgeous, she was sexy. Understand that I don't mean that in a Britney Spears, let me show you 98% of my skin kind of way. Ty had a confidence that went with her looks. She seemed worldly in a way that the rest of us were not. She was the first girl that most of us at Middlesex Junior High found sexy. So when she strolled to the front of Mr. Bouvier's class and handed out a lyric sheet for a song about sex, the boys in third period English just about stopped breathing. Then we snickered, because that's what kids do when the topic of sex comes up. Ty was about to explain a song, Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, that is so sexually explicit, most of us couldn't play it in front of our parents. As you've probably figured out, it's about a couple having sex in a parked car. Ty put the record on. We'd all heard it before, but somehow it seemed even more sexual this time, considering who'd chosen it and the fact that we were sitting in a classroom with a teacher reading along. The song is a 3-part mini musical. In the first part, a man and a woman describe the night they lost their virginity in a car parked by a lake. "Ain't no doubt about it, we were doubly blessed," they sing, "'cause we were barely 17 and we were barely dressed." This was, of course, exactly the situation every guy in the class would have liked to find himself in, with Ty. At the end of the first part of Paradise by the Dashboard Light, a weird thing happens. The song is taken over by Phil Rizzuto, announcer for the New York Yankees, who gives a play-by-play commentary of what's going on in the car. You've heard your friends talk about sex by the bases, right? We talked about it that way, too. Anyway, Rizzuto describes how the boy is racing for home plate on a bunt, and what a close play it's going to be. "Holy cow," he says, "I think he's going to make it." The second part of the song starts with the girl screaming, "Stop right there." She needs to know where this relationship is going before she agrees to go all the way. "Will you love me forever?" she asks. And the boy tries to stall, singing, "Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning." After a lot of back and forth, the boy gives in and promises he'll love her till the end of time, and the girl gives in and has intercourse. The final part of the song, called Praying for the End of Time, finds the boy years later lamenting his promise. "It was long ago and it was far away," he sings, "and it was so much better than it is today." As the record ended, Ty stood and proceeded to shame every boy in that room, including yours truly. Up until the moment she started speaking in that English class, I had wanted to be the boy in that car. I wanted sex. Ty, it turns out, wanted love. Though she hadn't yet had sex, she managed to understand the song's message and explain it to us. "Boys use love to get sex, and girls use sex to get love," she said, and though that's an oversimplification, it's got a lot of truth to it. Steve Martin had a great line about this. "I like to put women on a pedestal," he said, "high up enough so I can look up their dress."